Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. I want to tell everybody in the second inning, Wake Forest with a 2-0 lead over Tennessee. Steven, you first.
Well, we've made it to June, guys, so a lot of NFL paperwork is starting to get processed. Seeing online that we knew of some guys that were retiring, but the paperwork is now in for nose tackle Michael Pierce from the Ravens, DB Ronald Darby of the Texans, defensive end Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles, and of course one of our favorites, left tackle Teron Armstead, Miami Dolphins, who was drafted by the New Orleans Saints back in 2013. Great career for Teron. What's wild about it, when you look at all of his accolades, was never able to play a complete NFL season in all of his 12 years playing in the NFL. Never played a 16 or 17 game full season because of injuries, but like the Cajun Cannon would always say, he's hell when he's well. A guy that was just stellar on the field and off of it. Teron talked about his retirement too, saying, this was always more than a game to me. This has literally been my life. I look back at my entire journey and I walk away grateful, proud, excited, and at peace, knowing I did it the right way. Full investment to maximize the blessings God gave me. Can't wait to see what Armstead has next in store for his career. No, he was dabbling.
Media world, baby.
And I know he was dabbling some music, so we'll see if he continues to do that. But something along the waiver wire, not out today, guys, still hasn't been processed. The Saints not putting the paperwork in on Derek Carr's retirement, or still awaiting Ryan Ramczyk's paperwork as well.
Yeah, I think I know where Teron's going. I mean, he's going to be in the media world. Man, Teron is really good in front of the camera,
yeah,
in front of a mic. He's very articulate. He understands this game very well. And I told this to Zach when he first started into this, that, you know, I didn't know if this would be the end for all for him. But offensive and defensive linemen, they know this game from a different level. Okay, it's not like a running back or a receiver or a DB. Quarterbacks know it, certain level. But, man, offensive, defensive linemen, because there's so much communication that goes on between those guys and what they have to do and what they're expected to do. And the one thing with offensive linemen, man, they need is a pin. And I heard the same thing about Kelvin Banks, Jr., that his locker, like, everything's got to have a certain spot for this, a certain spot for that. Well, you know, if you go in a locker room and you see a messy locker, I can tell you who's there. It's a defensive lineman. Offensive lineman dudes, man, everything is in place. So with Teron, just a great athlete, tremendous football player, but the media world is there for him. He can speak very well, and he understands this game at a level very few have. And I even saw this morning on Good Morning America Football, John Robinson, who was at one time an assistant coach at Nicholls State University. He coached the linebackers there. Then became the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, he was on the morning show. Man, so everybody, I hate the media. I hate the media. And then first thing they do when they get out of football, hey, I want to be in the media. It's funny. I got a needle, John. I got to send him a text. I'm glad I thought of it at that time because, man, JR, he wasn't too crazy about how some of the media in Nashville had treated him. And that A.J. Brown trade, Steve, you got lucky on that deal because the Eagles got it. But that sunk the boat, man, like the Titanic on that. Charlie?
You know, we talked a little bit about it last segment, Mike, but one of the things that's been really interesting about this college baseball regional play is the amount of hosts that got down early or that lost early. And so yesterday, 8 of the 16 2025 regional hosts were in the loser's bracket, and that included Texas, who got eliminated, Vanderbilt, Georgia already eliminated, Oregon and Clemson also eliminated, and then you have teams like Oregon State, Southern Miss, and Ole Miss fighting for their lives. And if you're looking at the reset bracket, as I mentioned earlier, six hosts have advanced, but the other five teams that have advanced are non-hosts. And you can have upwards of 10 non-hosts in the super regional round of the college baseball postseason. And I think it's just incredible. I would have to double check and do some history on how many, like, what is the fewest amount of team regional hosts to advance to the super regional round in the tournament's history. I don't think that six might actually be the record, but resetting the bracket right now, Louisville won the Nashville regional. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Southern Miss and Miami of Florida. We'll see if another regional host gets eliminated with Southern Miss there. Florida State advanced out of the Tallahassee regional, guys, and they'll play the winner of the Oregon State USC game going on right now in the Corvallis regional. One super regional, actually a couple super regional matchups are set. We have UNC versus Arizona in the Chapel Hill super regional. We have Auburn versus Coastal Carolina in the Auburn Super Regional, and we have UCLA versus UT San Antonio, the Roadrunners, who knocked out Big Brother and UT in Austin Regional. I think that's going to be a lot of fun going to Los Angeles for Super Regional action. And then further down the bracket, guys, Duke, who won the Athens Regional, will face the winner of tonight's matchup in the Oxford Regional between Ole Miss and Murray State. West Virginia, who won the Clemson Regional, will face tonight's winner of LSU versus Little Rock in the Baton Rouge Regional. And then Arkansas awaits the winner of the Knoxville Regional final between Tennessee and Wake Forest, guys.
Texas was definitely a huge surprise to me, Charlie.
I think that was a big one. Surprising. Both of them were stunning because Schlossnagel with Texas, like, he's had such incredible postseason, you know, accolades, right? He's been to the College World Series multiple times, College World Series final last year with Texas A&M before he moved over to UT. But yeah, getting bounced by UTSA, I knew the Roadrunners were legit, but that was definitely surprising. But Vanderbilt, who is the hottest team in college baseball for the past couple weeks, they show up and they get bounced by Wright State.
Yeah.
What was happening there? And Tim Corbin's yelling at reporters in the press conference. It's just like, what are you doing here, dude? Like, this is embarrassing.
And he was a jerk.
He was.
In that deal, it was a legitimate question that he got asked at that particular moment in time. And I get it. It's the heat of the moment. But come on.
Be a pro, right?
He's done this long enough.
Exactly.
And to react that way to me was surprising, to be honest with you.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guys, we know what the NBA Finals are going to be as Oklahoma City Thunder play the Indiana Pacers. And if Indiana wins this in the last 50 years, it would be the biggest upset from a financial standpoint. And with Vegas goes by that little kind of gauntlet of events and how much money is being built. Money is flooding Oklahoma City Thunder at this point in time. It would be the biggest upset for the NBA Finals in over 50 years. Now, they got the books for 50 years. They got to go back beyond 50 to find another team that with those type odds to start the season would be the NBA champs. And, man, with the money coming in Oklahoma City Thunder, it's almost worth a take to say, you know what, let me put a couple of bucks on Indiana just in case. I know it's a series. And Oklahoma City, I think, showed some real poise. Won the Denver series.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlie and I had spoke about it. That's sort of, I think, when they're going to look back, if they end up winning everything, that was the defining moment.
Yeah, they're all grown
going
up
in
now
the
after
ring.
That.
Yeah, going it, in the ring.
Making it to the Western Conference Finals and knocking out, you know, a champion-level team in that Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets were the team that had the chance to knock out OKC. I never thought that the Timberwolves had a shot against them. I came out and said that. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the Pacers. I think the Pacers have an interesting offense against that stranglehold of an OKC defense. But, Mike, to your point about the odds to win the finals, I thought this was really funny. Bleacher Report Betting had this on social media earlier. The Jets' odds to make the playoffs, the Jets haven't made the playoffs, by the way, since 2010, is plus 475. The Pacers' odds to win the NBA Finals is plus 530.
Ooh-wee.
The Jets have more of a more of a chance to make the postseason for the first time in 15 years via these Vegas odds than the Pacers do to beat OKC in the finals that they've already made it to. I thought that was really incredible.
I put my money on the Pacers before the Jets. I'm going to be honest with you. I do know who's their quarterback. And I do think, and especially in the AFC, I think that's a huge part of those teams, how they built. When you look at how Buffalo is built, yeah, their defense is good, but they got Josh Allen. You think about Cincinnati. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Joe Burrow and them being able to score. Baltimore, as good a defense as they've played, and I thought last year they were a little bit more erratic than some of the other years. It's built around, Lamar Jackson. You know, you think about Kansas City as Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people, I know Bobby's a big believer in the Chargers this year. Justin Herbert. Do you think that the Jets are going to get there with the quarterback play they have? A lot of people really think that New England would have a better chance to get into the playoffs because they have Drake May. Now, again, a year one, and that's difficult, really, really difficult when you're trying to piece something together. Talk about a total disassemble. That's what's happening in New England. Kind of that's a rebuild. You can't term it any other way. That's a total rebuild what's happening in New England, but you got the most important position settled in Drake May. Down the stretch, now early on, I thought Drake May struggled. He was, you could see the process information part with him was a little bit slow. But down the stretch, Drake May really played well, extremely well for the Patriots. So, man, Charlie, would you just read me off? Yeah, I would have more inclination to put a few bucks on the Pacers than I would on the Jets to make the playoffs.
Right there with you, Mike. And listen, I have OKC in five ahead of the series. I think that's what the series is going to be. Indiana will steal a game at some point.
I think you're right.
I would be surprised if it gets to six. I would be very surprised if it gets to a seven. I think that would be awesome, though. And, you know, all the people that are complaining about, oh, the small markets. It's two great teams that are on great runs right now. I'm excited for the NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to it.
The TV stations aren't, though.
But it does feel like a David and Goliath type of situation here where, yes, Indiana's the surprise team out of the East. OKC is the team that won 68 games in the regular season. They were supposed to be here. They've finally gotten over the hump in the Western Conference semifinal, made it to the Western Conference Finals where they smoked Minnesota. And now you're looking at them like this unbeatable Goliath, right? Mike, I would be actually interested to look ahead to, you know, next year and see what the betting odds for OKC to win the 2026 finals, because this team is still super young, but they're kind of looking ahead to their quote-unquote crowning moment, and we'll see if Indiana has anything to say about it.
Charlie, you'd have to look this up, but I'm pretty sure I heard this, that they have three first-round picks over the next 2 years, OKC.
Yeah, no, I'm almost certain they do. They would have had more had the Philadelphia pick fallen out of the top seven. But, you know, that,
my goodness,
Sam Presti,
I mean, that's all they need.
Right. OKC's already got a treasure trove of picks and assets. They don't need anything more.
But you have that in your hip pocket if you want to make a major deal. Because who are they paying right now?
Well, they're going to.
Now, eventually, you're going to have to. But right now, you're not paying anybody.
They gave a pretty hefty contract to Hartenstein, but short term, they're going to have to pay Shea a bunch of money. Jalen Williams is also going to be up for a contract extension pretty soon. Same thing with Chet Holmgren. So basically they're big three, but they're all so young, Mike, like 26 years and younger, that they're going to want to keep that core together, I imagine.
But if I had a shot at a guy that was a big ticket guy, and I know I could only keep him for a year, I would do that if I was Oklahoma City. You know, but because everybody's gunning for you, and look at those numbers of repeat champs in the NBA.
It's hard. It's hard, Mike.
It's really hard to be the champ.
The big
and
fish out there is
gets
Giannis.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what all they would need. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.